In this second condition, they saw similar but not identical films. At the end of the session, they were asked to complete a strategy questionnaire in which they described the strategies they employed when deliberately preventing themselves from being sexually aroused. All of the men were sexually aroused by the erotic videos, but they displayed little other emotion according to the self-report scale. Significantly, they were all able to suppress their arousal when asked to do so. Sexual arousal was associated with the right amygdala and hypothalamus, among other areas, and suppression was associated with the right lateral prefrontal cortex and the right anterior cingulate cortex. These results are consistent with findings indicating that the LPFC, lateral prefrontal cortex, plays a role in top-down, metacognitive/executive processes. That is, processes that can monitor and control the information processing necessary to produce voluntary action. To sum up, the belief that men cannot really choose to reduce their arousal, whether based on ancient traditions or modern materialism, is simply mistaken. Penal codes that hold men accountable for sexual assault are based in neural reality, not simple-minded idealism. The view from neuroscience. The sexual arousal experienced in the research experiment in response to the erotic film excerpts was associated with activation in limbic and paralimbic structures, such as the right amygdala, right anterior temporal pole, and hypothalamus. These findings support the view that the amygdala plays a key role in the evaluation of the emotional significance of stimuli, that the hypothalamus is a pivotal brain structure implicated in the endocrine and autonomic expression of emotion, and that the anterior temporal pole is involved in imparting emotional color to subjective experience. In addition, the suppression of the sexual arousal generated by viewing the erotic stimuli was associated with activation of the right lateral prefrontal cortex, LPFC, Brodmann area BA 10, and right anterior cingulate cortex, ACC BA 32. The LPFC has been implicated in the selection and control of behavioral strategies and action, especially in the tendency to inhibit inherent responses. These results also concur with the view that the rostral ventral subdivision of the ACC plays a key role in the regulation of the autonomic aspect of emotional responses by virtue of its anatomic connections with brain regions implicated in the modulation of autonomic and endocrine functions, such as the amygdala and the hypothalamus.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.